Hello, it's the 28th of October. I'm Stevo. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. The number of CCTV cameras across Bedford Borough has steadily risen since 2019, according to research provided by Ironmongery Direct, an ironmonger supplier. The borough has 573 cameras currently in operation. This represents an increase of 58% from the 363 units that were installed in 2019. The council says the cameras provide an additional layer of security and safety for Bedford residents and businesses. Ironmongery's Direct Managing Director, Dominic Sanford, said the upward trend is unlikely to stop anytime soon. Old cameras have been replaced, additional cameras added to sites like the museum, libraries, crematorium and across the town centre. Safer Streets funding will soon add another 19 cameras to the overall total. Luton Town Football's club Elijah Adebayo believes that racial abuse during games needs to be addressed and even punished. The Luton striker made those comments last week after enduring his third occurrence on the field in 12 months. Kendall Bizimana, Lewis Gatehouse and Samuel Martin have all pleaded guilty to grievously bodily harm and related weapons charges following an incident involving firearms back in April. The three males, in their late teens, fired shots at a Mercedes vehicle on Luton's Wardour's Bank Drive. The gunfire caused the Mercedes to collide with a Vauxhall Vectra. The three masked and hooded individuals observed in the vicinity on pushbikes were later apprehended. Tiny white flies seem to be everywhere recently, creating a nuisance for Bedfordshire residents. The flies have been mistaken for everything from ash to snow. Known simply as white fly, they are about a millimetre in size and are completely harmless. That's all I have for this week. However, I will be back on Monday with your Bedford News updates.